If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56steve.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. He joins us with the weekly scam and spam warnings. I was thinking about you, Steve, the other day when I got a voicemail supposedly from my cable company, and the message was your 50% discount offer on your account is going to expire. They want you to act fast, and as you would say, that's the tip-off to the rip-off, isn't it?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, that is the tip-off to the rip-off. Thanks for having me today. Yeah, we're seeing an increase in complaints at the Better Business Bureau, alleging from your cable company, as I heard your voicemail as well. And it creates that sense of urgency because you're losing your discount, Bob. Therefore, you're going to act quickly because you don't want to lose that discount. And the key to that is they don't give you the phone number. They say to look at your caller ID and use that number, and that's another tip-off to the rip-off. Never use the caller ID because that could be manipulated by the scammers. Always go to the number you know and trust of that organization only.
How do they know that that's my cable company? Because they did mention it in the message.
It happens all the time, especially with phishing emails, Bob. They throw everything at the walls and sees what sticks. In other words, I remember when I got my first few ones, how do they know I have that? And they don't. They just keep throwing everything at you, and hopefully you are a customer of theirs, and that's right, and that's how they do it.
Summer jobs, summer camps, it's that time of year. Tell us about the scams involving those things.
Well, summer job seekers, we're seeing an increase in scams at the Better Business Bureau. You know, as consumers looking for jobs, the economy is getting a little bit better for some. It's harder to find those jobs, and especially with the kids out of school now, they'll be looking for summer jobs as well. So we just want consumers to be aware that there are job scams out there, and if you're online looking for a job, you're most likely going to encounter a scam in some way. So the perfect job you may see online may not be real. Employment scams are now the second riskiest scams in the U.S., according to our records at the BBB. Mm-hmm. And it's among number one, our consumers between 18 and 34. It's number one scam for them. Because, Bob, if you think about it, when you're applying for a job, you give out your mother's maiden name, you give out your Social Security number and your account number, and that's all they need to take the scam. So if you think it's a well-known company, maybe a scammer being an imposter saying from that company, they're not, Bob, at all.
And these days, parents need to be careful about choosing a summer camp for their kids, don't they?
They do, Bob. Every year, it's the perennial problem is parents wait too long, then they go online and start searching for summer camps, and a lot of the well-known ones are taken already. So they kind of grab at straws online. There's some scammers out there that have these fake websites. And even if it's a regular camp, you know nothing about them, you want to make sure they have ACA accreditation, which is the American Camp Association that accredited camps on 32 different standards. So make sure they have that accreditation. Check with the Better Business Bureau as well. And watch out for phony websites, texts, and emails. As parents try to look for camps, they kind of just put the keywords in, and they'll grab at anything. And unfortunately, a lot of those listings are scams, and consumers don't realize.
Yeah. Tell us about these tax scams. And I thought we'd be done with this after April 15th, but I guess we're not, are we?
We're not, Bob. As we all know, there's always a scam for everything. So really, we're seeing an increase in calls at the Better Business Bureau alleging that they're receiving calls allegedly from the IRS saying the text line was a few weeks ago, but you're saying something is wrong with your return, or that they owe you additional money and they need your account number. The IRS does not call you out of blue telling you that you missed your filing or something's wrong with your filing or you're going to get extra money. They just don't do that. But it's bad enough they don't answer a phone when you're calling them.
Right.
They're not going to be proactive in responding to consumers like that. So that's the tip off, the rip off, Bob.
And you're still getting lots of reports about scammers coming to people's homes?
Yeah, it's just really disheartening to hear that, Bob, and see that, because we're seeing an uptick at the Better Business Bureau scam tracker. People alleging that people are saying they're coming to your home, they're going to help you with something, or that something's wrong with your account, or they're from the government. and it kind of making them look a little deceptive in some way. You never open your door to a stranger, Bob. And I remember telling my mom this all the time, and she never listened. Fortunately, the scammers do that. So if somebody comes to your house, you just don't open the door, get as much information. Tell them to leave the information there, and you'll get back to them. And we're seeing it happen in so many different types of scams now. People coming to the home, you know, trying to help you with your money, or something's wrong with your account, or they're being saying they're from the government or not, even utility workers.
Yeah, I got an email, by the way, asking me to verify my American Express account. And so, but you know what works well is, you know, hover over the return address. And if it looks weird, it's fake, isn't it?
It is, Bob. The one you sent me on American Express comes from a different type of .com name. Hovering over it is usually an indication of where it's coming from. But be careful on cell phones. You can't do that. So don't respond to an email on a cell phone because you can't tell who the sender is. But Bob, anytime you're saying something's wrong with your account,
yep,
they're trying to grab your attention, or that you paid for TV. Thanks, Bob. Mm-hmm. If this wasn't you, or you want to return it, press here. And that's what they want you to do, is to click on those links, and you could do severe damage to your computer or your cell phone.
Yeah,
by clicking on those links, Bob.
Yeah, you think, yeah, I have an account. I need to verify it. Don't do it. Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau. Thank you, Steve. Talk to you next week.
Have a great day, Bob. Thank you.